Today is Monday, December 27th. What to know about holiday travel and why tens of thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed. Also, how the world is remembering an iconic activist. Plus, there will be fewer college football bowl games this year. The CEO of DoorDash might deliver your next order. And 3D printed houses could become a game changer for families across the country. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Holiday travel has been especially difficult for thousands of Americans. The flight tracker FlightAware says more than 8,000 flights were canceled just over the last 3 days. Tens of thousands of others were delayed, and nearly 1,700 flights have already been canceled for today. Major airlines like Delta, United, and JetBlue all blame the highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19. They say a lot more employees than usual have been calling in sick. And if they have COVID-19, the rules say those employees have to isolate for at least 10 days before they can come back to work. Of course, even then, they have to test negative as well. So the trade association, Airlines for America, has asked the CDC to cut that quarantine period in half to 5 days. So far, no response from the CDC. But assuming nothing changes, some analysts say these disruptions are almost certain to last through the upcoming New Year's weekend. Separately, people on at least 4 cruises tested positive for COVID-19, so the ships were not allowed to take passengers to their planned stops, and some were even forced to return to port. Still, it's better than March of 2020, when the pandemic basically shut down the industry altogether. And dozens of other cruise ships have not had any issues. So for now, cruises are still allowed to set sail, just with precautions like testing and mask wearing in public areas. These days, on average, more than 197,000 Americans are testing positive each day for COVID-19. That's a 65% jump over the last 2 weeks. Hospitalizations are still relatively low compared to big peaks earlier in the year, but they're ticking up too. And over the last week, about 71,000 Americans have been hospitalized with COVID-19. As we've mentioned before, hospitalizations do tend to lag a few weeks behind new cases. But experts aren't sure what to expect this time, since it will depend on whether Omicron actually is less severe than other versions of COVID-19, like some studies have suggested. Stay tuned. Sadly, it seems Myanmar is growing more violent. And now even aid workers and children are getting caught in the crossfire. At least 38 people died in an attack over the weekend. And a couple of aid workers from the organization Save the Children are still missing. Myanmar's military is said to be behind the attack. Remember, the military overthrew the government earlier this year, and the country's elected leaders were detained. Ever since, the country has been in turmoil, and the military has been asserting its power with force. Well, over the weekend, that military power said it shot and killed terrorists with weapons. But an opposition group and charity organizations say they were not terrorists. They were civilians trying to flee conflict. As of this morning, few other details have come out about this incident. But one nonprofit organization says the Myanmar military has actually killed more than 1,300 people since seizing power. Over the weekend, the world lost a Nobel Prize-winning iconic activist. Archbishop Desmond Tutu died at 90 years old. His powerful voice helped end apartheid in South Africa in the 1990s. But he never stopped advocating for racial justice and LGBTQ rights all around the world. Cape Town is planning a 7-day mourning period before Tutu's burial. And the city's landmark, Table Mountain, will be lit up in purple, since Tutu's robes were purple when he was archbishop. After hearing about the loss, President Biden put out a statement that praised Tutu's, quote, message of justice, equality, truth, and reconciliation. It's not clear exactly what caused Tutu's death, but he was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 1997. He is survived by his wife of 66 years, their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Parts of the West Coast are getting a rare deep freeze. Wintry conditions are impacting cities all the way from San Diego to Seattle. The Sierra region got nearly 30 inches of snow, and the National Weather Service says it's not over yet. It issued winter storm warnings for Lake Tahoe and other parts of California that last through tomorrow morning, saying there could be widespread whiteout conditions. And the Pacific Northwest is dealing with an unusual cold snap. Nearly 4 inches of snow fell over Seattle yesterday, where it doesn't usually snow at all. And Southern California got a wet, rainy Christmas that caused flash flooding in some places. Several roads up and down the West Coast are now shut down, especially on the mountains. And emergency officials say they could be dangerous for the next few days. Also, as of this morning, about 27,000 homes and businesses are without power on the West Coast. Meanwhile, the southern U.S. is still steamy. Parts of Texas and Oklahoma were seeing temperatures in the 90s over the Christmas weekend. And again today, people from the southern plains to the mid-south should expect temperatures 25 to 35 degrees above normal. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, you know the name, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. More college bowl games are not happening because of COVID-19 outbreaks. As one coach put it, they just don't have enough players left. Some of the latest games to get canceled were the Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland, that was supposed to happen today, and the Fenway Bowl in Boston that was scheduled for Wednesday. That makes a total of 5 bowl games impacted by the virus just in the past week. Already, the Hawaii Bowl did not happen on Christmas Eve, and Texas A&M had to pull out of the Gator Bowl planned for New Year's Eve, so now Rutgers University will replace A&M in that game. Also, the University of Miami had to drop out of the Sun Bowl, so their conference is hoping to find a replacement to take on Washington State this Friday. So what happens if one of the bigger games gets impacted, like the Cotton or Orange Bowls? Well, the committee that handles the college football playoffs updated its policies for those. A team that does not have enough players will have to forfeit, and the other team will advance to the national championship game. That championship game can be rescheduled as late as January 14th, but after that, any team that cannot play will forfeit, and the other will become the national champion. Or if everyone is out, it'll be declared no contest. To be continued. Your next meal could be delivered by a DoorDash engineer or executive, maybe even the CEO. DoorDash says every employee must make at least one delivery every month. The only exceptions are for employees who physically cannot deliver food, though they must still do something similar, like shadow a customer service agent. DoorDash apparently wants all level employees to experience any challenges firsthand and be able to solve them. It's also a way to give back, since the extra money employees earn from doing deliveries will be donated to nonprofits. It's part of the company's program called WeDash that's actually been around for years, but it was put on hold because of the pandemic. While some say it's a great way for all employees to get a feel for how their work actually impacts delivery drivers and customers, others are not so happy about it. Some employees posted their shock and anger about it on the app called Blind that lets people post anonymously about where they work, saying they didn't sign up for this. Either way, the new rule starts in the new year. It's official now. Habitat for Humanity has now completed its very first 3D printed house in the United States. And it means a Virginia mother and her son had a place to call home just in time for Christmas. The 3D printing technology allowed the crew to print the home in just 12 hours. It knocked off at least 4 weeks of the construction time. Once the blueprint is sent to the printer, it essentially uses a robotic arm to lay down the concrete. Many 3D printed homes use concrete instead of typical materials like lumber, so it costs less to build, and it also helps save the homeowner money in the future. For example, the concrete retains the temperature inside, saving on heating and cooling costs, and it's likely to stand up better to natural disasters like tornadoes. After just 12 days in theaters, the latest Marvel movie broke a major milestone. Spider-Man: No Way Home is the first movie since 2019 to make $1 billion at the global box office. And it scored the third best Christmas Day earnings of all time in North America after 2 Star Wars movies. But as Deadline explains, Hollywood is rarely excited when the Christmas holidays fall on a weekend, because many theaters don't host late shows on the 24th, and the 25th is usually a big day at the movies anyway. So studios would rather have a big day during the week to boost totals on top of the weekend. But it seems the new Spider-Man movie did not even need the boost. Other new movies came out just in time for the holiday weekend as well. Sing 2, The Matrix Resurrections, The Kingsman, and Licorice Pizza also brought in millions. Still, Spider-Man is eclipsing everyone at the box office. Over the weekend, it brought in about $22 million more than the next 9 highest-grossing movies combined. Christmas may be over, but Kwanzaa is just beginning. Kwanzaa is an annual, week-long, non-religious holiday that celebrates African-American culture. It started yesterday and ends on January 1st. There are daily ceremonies with food, decorations, music, and other cultural objects. And there's a feast on the sixth night called the Karamu. Each day is dedicated to a specific principle, marked by lighting a new candle on the Kanara. Translated, the principles are unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. And that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. There are certain times of the year that cause me to reflect more than usual, and the new year is one of those times. I think talking with a therapist is one of the best ways to figure out what, big or small, may be holding me back from being my happiest and reaching my goals. And BetterHelp makes it more convenient than ever. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Then you can start communicating in under 24 hours, and you can send your counselor a message anytime. Of course, you always connect in a safe and private online environment. The service is available for clients worldwide. It's not self-help, it's professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. People were busy buying this holiday season. Sales rose at the fastest pace in 17 years. Even though shoppers faced issues like supply chain problems, higher prices, and labor shortages at the stores. MasterCard Spending Pulse tracks payments like cash and debit cards from November 1st to December 24th every year. And now it reports holiday sales rose more than 8% this year from last year. And they went up nearly 11% compared to the pre-pandemic 2019 season. Some analysts thought shoppers were determined to celebrate this year after COVID-19 made for a quiet Christmas the year prior. This year, clothes and jewelry and electronics made up the most of the increases, and online sales saw a huge boom, too. They apparently made up 21% of total holiday sales, compared to about 15% in 2019. The National Retail Federation actually predicted holiday sales would grow by about this much. That trade group is expected to release a broader picture of holiday sales next month. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.